Actors Express opens its season with an exploration of religion. The play called The Christians introduces Pastor Paul, who has an eye-opening revelation. The result causes a crisis of faith among his megachurch congregation. I'm joined by Freddie Ashley, who's directing this production. He's also the artistic director of Actors Express. Also here, Brian Kurlander, who plays Pastor Paul. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you, Lois. It's great to be here.
It is great to see you again.
Wonderful. So what is Pastor Paul's revelation?
Well, I'd rather leave that for audiences to find out. But I will tell you that Pastor Paul presents a change in philosophy and approach to the spiritual direction of the congregation. And he adopts this belief system in the sincere hope that everybody will jump on board and it will move their congregation forward. And really, the play explores belief and how people come to believe what they believe and how there can be opposing views in belief, and people can disagree, but there can be space for one another, and how you listen to the other human being and how you listen to what they believe. And it causes a lot of tension and a lot of great dramatic experiences within the play. And that's what's so exciting about it. Right now, to be doing this play right now at this time in our country's history, I think is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, it sounds very hopeful, perhaps, or guardedly optimistic that if there is space, we can be different and listen to each other.
And, you know, what a great thing to experience at this moment in our time when we're probably as divided as we've been in many generations. And it seems that people have lost the ability to disagree with that sort of mutual respect. And so to see this story about people who are deeply, deeply good people of conscience, disagreeing, but trying to make that space for respect and coexistence is very moving.
Freddie, I think it's remarkable that this begins your 30th anniversary season, doesn't it?
That's right, yes.
Never one to shy away from controversy, or maybe that's not fair. Always one willing to take on what's not necessarily easy to discuss. Here you've chosen a play about religion and something that could be very divisive. Why did you want to start this season with this?
Precisely because the play isn't divisive. The play presents people who have discovered these distances between themselves in terms of belief, but it's about how they're trying to fill that distance and fill that space with understanding. And so I think it's odd that in our current climate that is considered subversive. But I guess in a way it is. It's a little dangerous, I think, sometimes to try to make space for someone who is so fundamentally opposed to our own position or our own belief. And yet I think that that's the only way forward.
It's interesting that one man can have so much power over a congregation's faith. Brian, playing Pastor Paul, have you thought a lot about power?
Power, influence, shepherding have all been words that have come up for me as I've gone through this process and researched the topics and looked at other pastors around the country and how they lead their congregations, particularly those congregations that are, you know, fairly large, you know, thousands of congregants coming every day, and the influence that they have with their message to their congregants about how to live your life and how to move forward every day and how to put your best self into the world. And I think Pastor Paul is doing that in this play, but the fascinating, wonderful thing about it is when you have these two opposing or seemingly opposing philosophies that are going to come and ram into each other, it can be incredibly explosive, incredibly divisive, and yet the playwright here has given everyone access into this play, whether you are a person of faith or you are a person who is agnostic, it doesn't matter. There is a opening for you to hear something in this play, and it's not a proselytizing message, I think, that the playwright is giving. He's giving space for everyone and their systems of belief without ever losing that tension between the opposing views.
Freddie, there may be people who aren't familiar with the mega churches or what they do. I have to confess that, you know, aside from what I've seen occasionally on television, which frightens me, I'm not familiar. I mean, there's a man who I believe, at least he calls himself a minister, and he sells little healing water, you know, that,
oh,
you know, preaching to people who can't walk that if you buy this jar of water for $2, you will be able to walk. I knew an elderly woman who had been deaf for years who would send away checks to someone like that. I think she thought because then God would restore her hearing. Is there nuance? Is there a great variety of mega churches?
Absolutely. In fact, I think there are quite a few people in the sort of, I guess, mega church scene that have given it a bad name. And I think you would find within mega churches quite a variety of approaches. Mega churches tend to have very diverse congregations, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yes. Much more so than more mainline denominations. But I think what's interesting about the play is that all of that is not really present. I mean, there are issues of money in the play, and there are some questions about the church getting paid off and that sort of thing. But what the playwright is very careful to construct is a pastor who is a deeply ethical person and a person of great conscience, and that all of the people around him are also trying to do the right thing for the community of the church family. And so, you know, I do think a lot of people will bring in preconceived notions about what that looks like, but the playwright offers some author's notes to theaters who are producing the play, you know, saying, you know, avoid choices in the play that will make it seem like satire. This is not satire. This is not a critique. This is a sensitive, thoughtful exploration of how faith motivates people and how faith motivates people differently.
You know, Freddie, what you said, I find that interesting because I'm so excited for audiences with preconceived notions to come to this play. And I don't care what the preconceived notion is. I'm excited because the play itself is such a powerful example of what is possible inside a certain conversation. And I know that people are going to walk away from this production with a lot to talk about. And that's exciting.
Paul. Pastor Paul.
I'm in character. I'm staying in character.
And that's what I was about to ask you, Brian. How did you get into character for Pastor Paul?
Well, I had the luxury of getting this script about 6-8 weeks ahead of our first rehearsal. So I spent a lot of time researching pastors of large congregations all around the country, spoke to a number of religious leaders, and just listened, mainly for the message that they were delivering to their congregants and how they were delivering that message, and looking for those people with a certain kind of integrity, that their belief system was rooted in something that was going to make the lives of their congregants better, mm-hmm. regardless of what their particular religious perspective was, you know, and keep an open mind for that. And then come to the play with the same compassion and understanding and open-heartedness that I think the playwright has put on the page.
Freddie, who are some of the other characters in the production, and what are some of the crises they experience?
Well, we meet a church elder who is on the board of the church and is concerned about the impact that all of this will have on the health of the church as an organization. There's an associate pastor who does find himself at odds from a sort of doctrinal point of view with the pastor's new direction. We have a congregant who is a young single mother who is really torn because she's deeply committed to the church, and the church has seen her through quite a few tough times. And perhaps most importantly, the wife of the pastor who is struggling to understand this new direction as well, not only from a religious point of view, but also from the point of view of this being something of a surprise to her, that she's trying to understand how could you have evolved to believe something so different than what I believe, and how do we now know each other? What is our way forward? And so you really hit these different conflicts from so many different directions, mm-hmm. and on so many different layers.
If you're just joining us, this is City Lights. I'm Lois Reitzis, here with Freddie Ashley, the Artistic Director of Actors Express. He's joined by Brian Kurlander, who plays Pastor Paul in the upcoming production of The Christians. Are either of you religious?
I am, yes. And I don't know what it says about me that people are often surprised to find that out.
Well, no, that may be a good thing, because it perhaps people who may associate being religious with being strict or rigid don't see that when they see you, Freddie.
I think that that's probably an understatement.
And yet. You are.
Yes.
And as a Christian.
Yes.
Okay.
And a Methodist, in fact. And it's interesting, when I first saw this play, I was sitting next to a friend of mine who's an atheist, and I thought it was such a great moment when the play was over. We sort of simultaneously turned to each other with our chins in our laps, and we both at the same time said, "Wow." Mm. And I remember in that moment thinking, wow, this is such a great piece of theater, that she and I are coming to it from completely opposite experiences relative to the subject matter, mm-hmm. and yet we both had this profound experience. It was really a powerful moment for me.
How about you, Brian? Are you religious?
You know, I do go to worship service, and I have throughout my life periodically, and I have a number of very, very close friends who are spiritual mentors of mine from a variety of different faith backgrounds. I am a believer in that which is eternal, and that guides me in my particular faith, and it leaves me open-hearted to those around me who have a variety of different faith journeys.
Which ideally religion should do. It should breed tolerance and open-mindedness.
Well, and an understanding that everyone formulates their understanding of the universe differently, and how we encounter the eternal, how we encounter the infinite. It's going to be different for a lot of people. Sometimes within the doctrines of a particular religion and sometimes without. And I think that's actually something that is deep in the heart of the play. Brian referenced earlier this question about why we believe what we believe. That's a very personal question that's going to be different for every single human being that walks the earth. And I think that it's important that we do what we can as fellow humans to make the space for each other to do that.
Yeah, from my background, there's an expression to heal the world.
This is Jewish.
Yes. And so that tikkun olam, to heal the world, is what drives me. So although I'm not in a weekly go to services routine, my experience of faith happens in the community and how you give yourself over to your community and how you're of service to your community.
And shaping values. Producing plays about religion can get a lot of heat. This is nothing new. Are there any elements that people have called offensive about this play?
You know, not to my knowledge, actually. I have not found that this play has engendered a lot of controversy. It's been produced around the country. In fact, I would think it's one of the more widely produced plays at the moment. It was such a big hit in New York. I think there is always maybe an expectation of controversy because when you're dealing with religion, you never know where the conversation is going to go with people. But I think that most people have encountered this play and have found their own way into it.
You're a believer, Freddie.
I am. Dyed in the wool.
I'm telling you. The story is set in a mega church, as we mentioned. Does the audience feel like it's in a church service?
Yes. In fact, the first thing that happens in the play is the pastor says, you know, let's bow our heads in prayer. And the playwright has said that in many theaters around the country, audience members will instinctively bow their heads as if they were in a service. Many don't also, which is also fine, but it's interesting to, again, see how different people encounter that. The structure of the play is very rooted in a service, a sort of, we begin with the call to worship, and all of the action takes place right there on the altar. Even as the play moves through time and space, the actors never leave the visual world of the church. And so there's a sort of arch theatricality to it, which I think is also interesting and keeps it tied into the world that it's depicting.
In just the minute we have left, what do you hope audiences take away from this?
I hope that people are moved. I hope that people are able to confront their own beliefs and will be more inclined to give those around them the space to have theirs as well.
We've been talking with Actors Express Artistic Director Freddie Ashley, who is also directing their opening 30th season production of The Christians. We're also joined by actor Brian Kurlander, who is Pastor Paul. The Christians opens next week, September 16th, and runs through October 15th. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having us, Lois.
Thank you, and amen.